listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. You can tell us what you're selling, 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear it. 888-723-4630.
The annual holiday shopping trifecta. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Less than 3 weeks away. Black Friday is on November 24th. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Followed by Small Business Saturday on November 25th. And Cyber Monday on November 27th. Mm. So this month, great retail moments. So you need to get ready now to take advantage of this long weekend of extra traffic. Going to have a lot of traffic that weekend. Strategize your marketing efforts, including your managed promotions, your promoted listings, your store newsletters, social media, whatever you do, get it ready because that weekend, the weekend after Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, gonna be, and even Monday, people are off on Monday.
Oh yeah.
Great shopping days on eBay, so you need to get ready for that. Do you do anything to get ready or do you feel that your listings are ready?
Yeah, there's not much I can do.
Really?
Well, I don't normally carry merchandise that's like hotly sought after for holidays, so.
Yeah.
So I do see sales, but mm-hmm. I'm not expecting a lot of holiday sales for my stuff.
We have a caller who I believe wants a listing dish.
Yeah.
But her name is Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda, are you on with us?
I'm here.
Terrific. You're from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. How's the weather out there today?
It's cold. It's getting colder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, there it goes.
Yeah.
I miss more than the weather, but.
So you're known as Distinct Treasures on eBay, and what can we do for you today?
I was hoping to get a listing dish on a vest that I've had forever. I'd like it to move. So I thought maybe you guys could give me some ideas.
Okay, let's take a look.
Can we have, okay, the listing dish number is 3020.
Wait a minute, something happened. Hold on, this laptop. 3020.
8008.
8008.
9057.
9057. Okay, let's take a looky see.
Ralph Lauren.
Well, it's a brand name, that's good.
First, which is perfect.
Yep.
Vest, large, reversible, zip, front, black, purple, woman's. You know, I love you, I love you, I love you, Melinda, for putting the L in there. A lot of people do not put the size in the title. Drives me crazy. I only want to look at the title. Give me what I need to know in the title. What do you think, Griff?
Large as well as L?
Well, I knew it was meant large when I saw L.
Okay.
So I think the title, I think... Ralph Lauren vest. You have enough room in there. I'd put size large.
Yeah.
In the title. And I can't think of anything else you'd put there. So I'm curious. I'm trying to find the label to this. Do you have a photo of the label?
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Well, I see. Okay. Because so I tell you what I think you might want to do, and I know this sounds weird. Let me go and look at your item specifics for a minute. All right, so it's not in there. So what this is so Ralph Lauren has lines, right? And this is from the Lauren line. So that's why one of the tags says Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
So I might add that, even though it's going to be redundant to have two Laurens in there. I think visually, I think if you put in Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
And she should put the BY, the by also. Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
For people
Ralph
that
Lauren.
Are looking for that particular line.
No, is that what you're saying?
Sorry?
Are you saying put that in the title?
Yes, put that in the title.
So it would start with Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
Right.
Okay.
And
size large.
Yeah, there's no real, there's no place for the brand, like the sub brand, the line in an item specific. So I wouldn't worry that about that. Yeah, why is this not moving? So how long have you had it up there? There's two people watching.
I'm thinking about a year.
Oh, too long. Mark it down to $10 and get rid of it.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because I just looked at the rate. We're supposed to be doing a listing dish here, Griff. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
we
that,
need to.
That's what I would do with the title. I think your photographs are fine. Yeah, I like your photos. It's black and purple, the shell, and it's reversible. So some of the photos show it as black. And some show it
does
as purple.
Does it say reverse? Oh, it does
oh, yeah,
say reversible.
Reversible.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay.
So I like your photos. They're nice. Let me see how big they are. Yeah, those are big enough. Ooh, nice photo. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
I love it.
They look good.
And your item descriptions are perfect. You've got them all filled out.
Look at the item description.
The item description is good.
Look at that. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's all good.
Bullet
so I
points,
give you a high mark.
Measurements, everything. So
I just think it's one of those pieces of merchandise. Like I've seen one here that's it's a Chaps, it's a different that's a different line.
But most
here's some more here is some. These are marked well, these are high. Hold on a minute. I'm looking trying to find similar ones. Not easy to do. So I think with long tail merchandise that's been up for a year, if you really want to get it to move you've got two people watching it. Is I would either include it in a markdown sale, which will alert those watchers that the price has been lowered, or just lower the price and hope they catch on.
Because you're doing everything right.
Yeah, your photos, your presentation.
What do you want to give her? I know what I want to give her. Because I don't think most people would have known about that Lauren by Ralph Lauren.
So what do you want to give her?
A 5.
Okay. Let's give it her 5.
Okay. So, Melinda.
That way, if it doesn't move, you still have a dish towel you can look at.
Melinda, we're going to send you a dish towel for getting 5 tureens on
I mean, it's a nice dish towel. It's not like a used dish towel. It's well, actually pretty cool.
Please send it to...
I have one from about a month ago, so I really don't need another one. I just really appreciate your help.
But, Melinda, this one is special. It says,
there's a little bit of
it says, my listing was dished on eBay Radio and Griff and I signed it.
Yeah.
You still don't want it?
Well, I think she has. She has one.
I have. And I'm not going to use it because you signed it. I love it.
Oh, you already have one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand that.
Well, now
okay.
You have two. It's nice to have
well,
a
we
pair.
Really don't send a second one, but.
Why not?
That's okay. All right, I'll send a second
really,
one.
I just need help.
You don't
you
want to.
You
gotta
get rid of those damn dish towels. they're not moving that fast, babe.
Melinda, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Melinda.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. Your listing got a 5. You know?
I love the vest. I'd wear it
lower
if it fit
the
me.
Vest to $10 and go on with your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
I'll do.
Thank you, Melinda. Our number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Regine from Cave Creek, Arizona, known as Holidays and Memories on eBay. Hi, Regine. How you doing today, and what can we do for you?
Hi. Just fine. Hey, I have a question. Lee, I was obviously waiting on customers while I'm listening to you guys talk and shipping. And you said that the U.S. Postal Service is closed on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's something wrong. And I did check it, and they are closed on Saturday. But what I do in the afternoon when I ship things, I try to beat my postal carrier when they're picking up all my packages. So
what do you use to beat them with?
Yeah, what do you use to beat him with? Something off a willow tree, the old-fashioned way?
Right. It's a race to get my stuff.
Oh, I get it. Okay. You're not actually abusing the postal carrier.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right, no.
He might like it.
So,
you never know.
So just in case I can't beat them getting my packages out there, I'll select the next business day.
Yeah.
Well, I can't select Friday. It's showing my only days to select a ship is today and Saturday, which they're going to be closed.
Yeah.
I think something's wrong with
why can't
eBay's drop-down selection.
I don't know.
Saying she can't ship on Friday, but she can on Saturday?
So where is this drop-down that you're selecting this from exactly?
On eBay when I...
Yo, where on eBay?
Where?
print shipping label. I'm on the
listing form.
On my sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm on my.
Let me look at this.
I'm on my. You know, I'm getting ready to ship
orders.
So orders. I'm in my orders, and then when you click on the print shipping label. And you go to the drop down, it's either ship today or Saturday is the only option.
Well, let me look here. So I made a sale this morning. I'm going to see what it says here. Mailing date, November. I have a mailing date of Saturday and a mailing date of today. I don't have one for Friday.
But that's wrong.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-oh.
The post office is closed on the 11th.
Which is
and the only reason I saw that is because I didn't know if I was going to be able to beat my post office person here to get my package. So a lot of times I'll just select like the next business day in case they just whip in and whip out of here. I can't. Anyway, so we can't ship on Friday.
Yeah. I'm going to take a screenshot of this right now and send it to Greg Ross.
This could be a gigantic glitch. It could be.
A gigantic glitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a gigantic box to ship. I'm going to ship it tomorrow because I can't, it's too big for the postal person to pick up. Oh. I have to order schedule pickup. So that's why I'm going, well, I gotta print this label to be picked up tomorrow. I guess I could print it for Saturday and they'll just pick it up tomorrow. It doesn't make any difference, but you see what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you for alerting us. Yes, I will definitely send that forward because that's very odd. Well, this segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Pick up your phone and give us a call. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6-Bit 2.0. That's 6-Bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Thanksgiving kicks off a feast of retail moments for buyers and a cornucopia of marketing opportunities for sellers. Many major retailers and even malls will stay closed this Thanksgiving, which means more shoppers will turn to eBay, especially eBay Mobile. So while you're still enjoying turkey and cranberry sauce, you'll also be racking up sales. Next come the big three, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. List as much of your inventory as possible, optimized for mobile. Then use Promotions Manager to create deals buyers will gobble up. Plan to spend extra time shipping and consider recruiting a relative or friend to help. Don't forget to take time out to be thankful.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We long to hear your voice on the other end of the line at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
David from Boca Raton, Florida is on the line with us. DJ Movers 99, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hi.
Just wanted to call in and share with you my first experience with a return since I switched over to the 60-day seller pay policies.
Okay.
I had bought a bottle of oil for my motorcycle by mistake, and this was at a store, and their return policy is kind of a hassle. So I decided I would just include that with my listings on eBay and just ask what I paid for it. And it sold promptly and got it shipped out, no problem. But when it was received, the buyer realized he had made the same mistake I did and bought the wrong bottle. So he clicked the thing for the return, and I just happened to be on the computer, and I was given a list of options, and I chose the one that was to send him a prepaid return label, which I did.
Yeah.
And today I got the notice that it's on its way.
Okay.
So everything worked smoothly. And I was not aware of the automatic send them a label thing, so I'm going to look into that and probably switch over all my listings to that as well. Because like you were saying earlier in the show, I'm not going to question it. You know, I'm just going to accept it and move on, whatever it is.
Sure.
And, you know, this policy was basically what I was doing anyway, you know, before I'd switched over, because I just didn't want to get into any back and forth with the buyer, and it was easier just to accept the return. So my point is, I'm still in business, and it's what I was going to do anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
So and I will definitely look into that automatic policy. I think, as eBetsy knows, I'm always on the computer anyway, so it's almost like having an automatic return, because I was just right there when it came in. But it's good, and if it causes a buyer to pick me over somebody else because I offer that, it's just great. That's wonderful.
I'm glad you're doing all this experimenting, David.
Well, that's the beauty of eBay, is I can experiment, and if I might make a mistake, I can just make a note of it and learn from it and move on. I couldn't do that in my past job. And, you know, I'm just sitting here today doing some listings, and I'm thinking about, okay, well, what could I do? If it were possible for me to go back to my old corporate job, I'm thinking about all the time I wasted in commuting, getting coffee, getting caught up in gossip, boring meetings. And I'm thinking about how many listings I'm sitting here doing while these people are still doing those wasted time.
Not to mention, you don't have to put your mascara on or anything.
Yeah, Dave, that's a great thing, not having to put the makeup on, isn't it?
Really? It's wonderful.
Well, I did shave, though.
Oh, good.
David, thank you for calling. And well, thank you for keeping us up to date on how these changes are affecting you.
I'm really glad to hear this.
You know, Griff, that's one of his mantras is, you know... Everything
embrace
you're
change.
Doing. Yeah. Exactly. So thank you so much for your call.
Thanks,
my number
Dave.
Is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Keith in Springfield, Ohio, known as Stained Glass Karen, is on the line with us. Hi, Keith. What's your question or comment?
Well, hi, Lee and Griff. I've got a question about guaranteed delivery. And we love this new guaranteed delivery. We've opted into that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had two buyers that have opened requests that said they did not get their item in time.
Oh.
And we checked, and we had shipped it on time. It was scanned on time.
Yeah.
And we got a message that says, you know, this item is part of the guaranteed delivery. please let your customer know they can contact eBay to step in and resolve it in so many days.
Sure.
We want to make sure we're directing them to the right thing, because on the one hand, it seems like it's kind of poor customer service. It's almost like we're saying, this isn't our fault, call eBay in 5 days, you know? So we want to make sure on the rare times when that doesn't happen, we don't know what the buyer sees, on the guaranteed delivery. So are we directing them to the right place?
Yeah, what they need to do is just open a case and say the item didn't arrive in time. And then eBay will issue them some sort of refund from eBay's pocket. It has no impact on yours. If the item either shows that it was delivered within the stated time, or if there is a scan that shows that it was in the mail carrier's hands within your stated handling time, then you're off the hook. You don't have to worry about it. But unfortunately, I think the only way for the buyer that I'm aware of to actually have eBay address their late shipment is to go to the resolution center. But again, that'll have no impact on you.
Yeah, but it seems like they have to wait a few extra days, and we never hear back, so we don't know.
Do they?
Why do that? So maybe it's the way we tell them to do it. Maybe we say the good news is that eBay guarantees it. Here's what you do. Da 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 da. You know, say there's good news. eBay covers us.
Right, right.
You and him, you know, making it sound like the two of you together are involved in this, and the good news is eBay's going to help you both.
Yeah.
The one example, it was they filed a request on October 29th, and it said they could contact eBay after November 3rd. Well, that seems like kind of another hoop for our customers to jump through that they shouldn't have to.
When was the promised delivery date?
I believe it was October 29th. It was because they sent us a thing. We didn't get it today. We thought we were going to.
So it was set to arrive no later than the 29th?
I believe so.
And did it arrive on the 29th?
We have no way of knowing. We assume it didn't because they contacted us. Yeah. But the message at the bottom of the screen said they can contact eBay and they can step in after November 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know why the delay is there.
I know it's a new program, and so far I'm loving it, but I didn't know if you guys were aware of this little hiccup in there.
Well, I don't know if I wasn't, and I don't know if that's by design or if this was an anomaly of some sort, but
okay.
So the time has passed. Were they able to reach eBay and did they get their redress?
Well, we don't know. They never got back to us and said, eBay didn't help us. So we're assuming it was successful and they're happy customers.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know. I guess there is no closing the loop on this one because, maybe we should have something.
You should definitely.
Yeah, let's sell or know. Hey, we took care of the buyer.
So Griff's going to go to the big boys with that.
Could you send me an item number for this particular transaction so I can use it as an example, and I'll ask the folks in the guaranteed delivery team to consider.
Sure, we will do that. We absolutely love that, and we love some of the other new features that are coming out.
Great.
Forrest, thank you so much for your call. Send it to griff@ebay.com and he'll take care of you. We appreciate your call today. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Forrest from Lakewood, Washington's on the line. Hulk, caller one. Hi, Forrest. What's your question or comment?
Well, I got one comment, and I've been looking at your workshops from eBay Open.
Oh, yeah.
And there is really some great information in there. I was surprised at how good those were.
Yeah,
I've been using that a lot. But my question is, and we've discussed this before on this printing shipping labels.
Yeah.
And I send a lot of stuff out by first class, so with just stamps on it because they weigh like 1 ounce and 1.5 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I ordered something out of Jacksonville, Florida. It showed it leaving Jacksonville, and now it says on its way to Lakewood. Evidently, the post office is no longer letting us track our packages until it gets to Lakewood. or, you know, to me.
Yeah.
There's no in between. So has the post office changed their policy?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I check my tracking for items I've shipped, and it seems to be pretty robust. But there'll be a lot of indications of the station. I think the most important scans are, you know, the show when it was received by the carrier and the delivery scan. But I have no insider information about how the post office or any of the carriers, how they conduct or not apply scans along the way. I've no information on that one. Sorry.
Right, but if they're gonna do that, is it gonna be crazy that eBay puts so much emphasis on being able to track something when you can't?
No, not necessarily, because it's still being tracked. Does it show that it left your their post office?
We're not
the tracking feature isn't based on how many times the post office or carrier actually scans the item along the way. It's just tracking just at the bare minimum showing when the package was dropped off and scanned, and then where it is, perhaps, and then when it's delivered. That's the most important one. So, I'm not aware of any changes. If they have changed something, they haven't really told us. What you're describing, though, doesn't seem to be a problem. The way I see it, it's still showing that the item was shipped and there's tracking to it, and it'll show when it's delivered.
Oh, okay. That's what I needed to know. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you called, Paul.
Thanks,
thank you,
Forrest.
So much.
I have some news when we come back.
Oh, brother.
Controversial news.
Oh, yeah. I love controversy. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with some controversy here on Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before Bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com. Listen while you list.